And to start off with, could you tell us what this settlement is all about?
Yeah, so in 1979, both the Eastern Shoshone and the Northern Arapaho tribes filed suit against the federal government for mismanagement of their natural resources. The United States is a trustee for the tribes, which means it's responsible for managing Indian lands held in trust by the federal government. What the suit alleged was that the U.S. government failed in its role as guardian of the tribes' lands, that the government failed to collect the proper money for extraction of things like sand and gravel and oil and gas, and further, that the government failed to properly manage what money it did collect. There's a whole litany of complaints in the suit, so it was split up into several different parts. Sand and gravel, like I mentioned, was one. For oil and gas, there were claims ranging from undervaluing minerals to not terminating leases that weren't producing to failure to collect rental payments and much more. There were also claims against the government for not investing the money they did collect properly, improper spending of that money, and things like that. In addition, that development for which the tribes were not correctly compensated left environmental degradation in its wake, and the tribes included that in the suit as well. What happened was the judge in the Court of Federal Claims started going through the case and trying to resolve it one issue at a time. So the tribes actually received several smaller settlements over the years as a judge ticked off the list of complaints and tried to resolve each one. But since the list of missteps by the federal government was quite lengthy, as I said, the feds finally decided it would be easier to settle everything in one go in what's called a global settlement and proposed that approach to the tribes. After some negotiation, the tribes and U.S. government came to a dollar amount. So what the tribes are getting now, $157 million, is the final resolution to the suit that started 35 years ago.
That's a pretty significant amount of money. How is that being distributed?
Well, the tribes share the reservation, so the money is being split evenly between the tribes. But since there are over twice as many Arapaho tribal members as there are Shoshone tribal members, each individual Shoshone will get about double the money that each individual Arapaho receives. So the Arapahos are getting just over $6,000 per person, and the Shoshones are each getting around $15,000. And the settlement is also interesting because every enrolled tribal member gets a check. It's not just for certain people named in the suit, but literally every enrolled member, including children.
So how big a deal is this for the community?
Well, the Wind River Reservation has high rates of poverty and high unemployment, so as you can imagine, the money will definitely help a lot of people, especially in households with several family members all receiving payment. That could make a big difference in the available cash. Then you also have to think about businesses in the area. I mean, that's an influx of over $100 million, and a lot of that money will likely go to local businesses. I spoke to an Eastern Shoshone tribal member named Carolyn Shoyo, who said she plans to pay off her credit cards and then put the rest into savings. She said people are planning to use the money to get things done that they may not be able to otherwise.
Of course, people are probably going to get a car or two. I know one person's going to use it for a house payment. Another's going to use it to pay for their house that they got to get the utilities hooked up and, you know, car repairs. Some's going to put it in the bank and sit on it.
She's a one-person household, but said it'll still be a nice boost.
Right now, I live pretty much paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, I worked almost all my life, and it'll just give me a little something to put in the bank and have that little bit of financial cushion.
Some people, like the chairman of the Eastern Shoshone Business Council, Darwin St. Clair Jr., think the money has the potential to be more than just a boost, though.
I'm really hoping, and what I foresee, is that it'll be an opportunity for people to make some changes and have some things that potentially will be life-changing.
Life-changing. How so?
Well, the Eastern Shoshone tribe has invited the firm that advises the tribe on finances to come do a workshop with interested participants on opening bank accounts, on investing the money and prioritizing spending, how to do all that. About 150 people showed up to this workshop, and they do plan to host another one this summer. I spoke to Jennifer Nicholson, president of Nicholson Capital Management, who the tribe has been working with, and she said for kids especially, the money really could be a game changer.
So every child will get one of these checks. And hopefully that money can be turned around and put into some kind of a educational fund. And over time, if they're fairly young, that could completely pay for their education. That is huge. That is just huge for those children. And we've had a lot of feedback that for the checks going to the children, that is exactly what they want to do, to put that away.
She worked with American Century Investment in Kansas City, and they've actually set up a dedicated phone line for Eastern Shoshone tribal members. They can call, ask questions, request investing help, set up 529 education plans for their kids and all that. And both tribes have encouraged members without bank accounts to open one. St. Clair estimates that about half of all Shoshone tribal members don't have a bank account. I spoke to one young woman, Shiloh Stevens-Placencia, who actually has four accounts. But she said talking to interested tribal members about opening and managing accounts could be a great help.
There's a lot of older people that don't have accounts, too. Some people still put money in their mattresses and stuff like that. And a lot of the young people that I know that are my age, they had bank accounts, but they overspent and didn't understand that what they put into their account is what they can spend. And a lot of them ended up having to pay back the bank because they overtook money and over, like, withdrawed. And
I understand some of the settlement money is also going towards government and things like that.
That's right. 15% goes to the tribal governments. And also, I mentioned earlier that environmental damage by oil and gas companies was one of the claims in the original suit. The settlement acknowledges that environmental harm. I talked to Northern Arapaho spokesman Mark Howell about how that works.
Settlement requires $10 million to be set aside, basically off the top, to be utilized by the tribes for environmental work on the reservation. And that entire $10 million and how that is spent is entirely at the discretion of the tribe.
Presumably that will go through the Wind River Environmental Quality Commission, the tribal environmental agency, but it's unclear for now what will be done with it.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhorov talking about a big settlement that's going to be distributed to the Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone tribal members. Thanks so much, Irina.
Thanks, Willow.